أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم Sadaqallahul Azim. These are ayats 35 and 36 of Surah Ibrahim. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks for a few verses regarding Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, more especially some of the du'as that Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made. If we relate this to all that has been spoken about previously, the Quraysh of Makkah were adamant that they follow their forefathers. If they follow their forefathers, then Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was also amongst their forefathers. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left a great example in Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. So why don't they follow Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Number two, they had changed the ni'mats of Allah. Allah had bestowed them with favors, every human actually. And they changed all of that into kufr. And Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, that was that personality that Allah ta'ala says, Shakiral li an'umi, was one that was always appreciative of each and every ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thirdly, they had gotten honor because of Baytullah. And Baytullah, the Bani, the person that constructed it, was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And hence, again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that how they should have and they would have ought to have followed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the first of the du'as that Allah ta'ala speaks about here, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, and remember the time when Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam submitted to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا, O Allah, make this city, that is the great city of Makkah Mukarrama, آمِنًا, make it peaceful. This similar words come in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Slight difference from the Arabic grammatical point of view. To simplify it, that dua in Surah Baqarah he made at a very early stage when Makkah was not developed. So it was just a city. And now he's referring to it as the city. In other words, now there was development that was taking place around Makkah Mukarramah. The Banu Jurham Zamzam was founded. Hajir radiallahu ta'ala anha had gone from Safa to Marwa, then Zamzam had come, and then the Banu Jurham was traveling. They were originally from Yemen. They came past Makkah, they saw this water, they decided to stay over in Makkah Mukarrama. Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam married in the Banu Jurham, and Makkah was now developing. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used the two different words. The second part of the dua, وَجْنُبَنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. This is a very great legacy that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has left, not only for his children, for his offspring, but for the whole of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remember, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was what is termed as Kasirul Asnam. He was the person that had destroyed the idols. And now the dua that he makes, وَجْنُبَنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ, and O Allah, protect me, keep me safe from, and my children from worshipping idols. This is the very, very important aspect, that no matter what the degree of our tawheed be, no matter what our mujahada, whatever our sacrifices be for tawheed, for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we will always live with one apprehension, that whilst we make sabr on the deen of Allah, We make shukr that Allah had protected us. We make shukr that Allah Ta'ala guides us. We should always have this concern that we never ever go towards shirk or anything to do with shirk. So this is that lesson that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had taught us. Wabaniya, in the immediate offspring of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, there is no reports of anyone having committed shirk. Shirk came amongst the Arabs at a time later, when some of the offspring of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had left Makkah Mukarrama. They were forced again by the Banu Jurham. They were forced to leave Makkah Mukarrama. So when they were leaving Makkah, they took some of the stones of Makkah. That because of sentimental value, as we may say. But when they went out, they would keep these stones around. But they would make ibadah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They would keep these stones in front of them, making ibadah to Allah. There are certain narrations that they will keep the stones aside and they'll make tawaf of these stones. But all of it was, the tawheed was there, that oneness of Allah Ta'ala was in their hearts. But obviously then what happens is when the offspring comes, the children come, then that change, shaitan, influenced them. They left the ibadat of Allah and then they began worshipping idols. And that is how idolatry actually came amongst the people of Makkah Mukarrama. Then the next dua, the next aspect of this dua, Rabbi inna hunna adlalna kathiram minan nas. O my Rabb, O my Allah, certainly these idols have led astray many of mankind. Because this idol, the love of it comes in the heart, then undoubtedly it will sway a person from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On this, Allama Rumi rahimahumullah has written a very important aspect, and he says, sometimes each one of us have idols in our hearts. That idols is also of stone, in other words, it is hard, and it makes our hearts hard, and that is passionate desires for those things that are unlawful and against the commandments of Allah. So if each one of us search in our hearts, he says, we will find these idols that are deviating us from Allah Ta'ala, and we need to remove them from our hearts. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Then that person who follows me, certainly he is from me. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي. And that person who is disobedient to me, in other words, he does not follow me, either he is in iman and he commits sins, or alternatively, he has left iman and he associates partners to Allah. فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then, O Allah, you are غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You give him the tawfiq, and that person may make tawbah, or give him the tawfiq, so that person will bring iman, and O Allah, accept that iman and the tawbah of such an individual. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.